Many homeowners in the scheme are already dealing with severe financial pressure because they're having to deal with issues in terms of their own homes that is unsafe, unsound. There's additional costs because in some cases you've got walls that are damp or you've got repairs that have to be done to electrics and so on because of ingress of water. And what we want to ensure is that that no individual affected by defective caulking blocks is actually comes under the local property tax. Under this legislation, to get an exemption, you have to meet the threshold. And I'd like maybe the Minister to outline what that threshold is, because there are people, for example, who have defective blocks but aren't able to get the certificate because the so-called damage threshold is not severe enough to be able to get on the scheme at that point in time. So, therefore, a notification is not issued under Section 15.5 of the Act, despite the fact that they're living in an affected house, despite the fact that they're impacted by all of this. But it is about the crack in the walls or the numerous cracks and whether they have opened to a certain degree where you can get a coin into them. So it's said that these changes are necessary due to the changes in the scheme, but can the Minister confirm that there will still be people who have tested their homes that are living in defective concrete block schemes, but because they are not able to satisfy at this point in time the damage threshold, that they will have to pay local property tax? Or is it the case that this amendment ensures that nobody with a defective concrete block will be paying local property tax?